questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Color of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Our special guest speaker for today's discussion from the Islamic House of Qom is Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suhail. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the whiness of fasting for Muslims, and is it only a special deed and act only for Muslims? And I mean, fasting is only limited to Muslims or not?
Okay, so why do Muslims fast? There are many answers to it, but general answer would be that the Quran, the Lord has told us to fast, and why He has told us to fast are many reasons. One of it is that Ramadan, the word itself, has a root word which means to burn.
Yes, like Ramadan. Yeah. Okay.
So, because it means to burn, in a sense that it burns everything. So here, in a specific sense, it means burning your sins. You see, it's the month where you can burn your misdeeds into good deeds and make sure that you ask for forgiveness, and it's very easily done. You can get it sorted.
That's right.
Yeah.
So burning your sins, burning your fats.
Calories,
that's right. Okay, it could be also the reason. But all in all, it is not a torture. It is a way through, we can say, perfection. So yeah. Ramadan and the holy month of Ramadan. So that's all right. So fasting is an order by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quality of fasting is also very important. But is it only for Muslims? I mean, or other religions have fasting too?
In general sense, fasting is there for every religion. In specific sense, this kind of fasting can be found in Islam, like the timing of fasting, why to fast, and the specific details of fasting is in Islam. But remaining fasting as a fast, you can find in many religions, whether it's a religion on polytheism or monotheism. Whether you believe in one God like we have in Christianity, Judaism, and other religions, or, for example, like Hinduism, that is a religion of polytheism, they also have fast in them. The way of fasting, the time of fasting, and the methodology of fasting is different. For example, in Hinduism, we have fasting for where they say that you are not allowed to eat anything, but you're allowed to drink anything that you want, or like water or something you can drink. Yeah, in Christianity, they have fasting period for around 40 days. They might have a bit of difference than the way we fast in Islam. But yeah, fasting in general sense is there in many religions. You can find it. People who approach fasting right now, in general sense, like the way we say wajib, you'll find this only in Islam. While in other religions, you'll find priests doing this fasting, or those who have reached some elevated state in their position in this church or temple. Those are the people who fast.
That's all right. How do you find the quality of fasting in Islam? I mean, Ramadan, for a whole 1 month, it is not with intervals between, or for example, how can I say, in a consecutive manner, okay? It is just one for whole month. From dawn to dusk, you have to be on fasting. You are not allowed to drink. You are not allowed to eat. You are not allowed to do, we can say, the things that are forbidden and might violate, or is better say, nullify your fasting. So how do you find the quality of fasting in Islam? I mean, is it only not eating and drinking, or no, or not, for example, doing the forbidden acts? Can we call such a person who is fasting as a Muslim, only with doing this?
So if we come to Islamic laws, anyone who is portraying as a fasting person, a faster, as we would call in some languages, faster, the person is fasting, if his zahir, his openness, his physical appearance is as fasting, he is fasting. Behind the scenes, if he's doing something else, that is between him and Allah. Okay. But in general sense, he's fasting. And normally, it's only based in like eating and drinking. Normally, these are the only signs that you know that this guy is not fasting in his physical appearance. But apart from that, yeah, for a person who is fasting for Allah, there are a lot of conditions to be portrayed. Like, for example, you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't do certain acts.
Yes.
The sins that are normal in other months, in this month, some of them might even break your fast.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the holy month of Ramadan is the only month where the ibadah does not interfere with your daily work, compared to other acts of worship that are wajib, obligatory. For example, if you go for namaz, namaz takes 5 minutes of your day's work, and you break that part and you pray. You see, Hajj, you have to leave certain days, you have to do Hajj, then you come back to your life. But Mahe Ramadan, the fasting, is the only act in Islam that doesn't interfere with your daily life. You see, it's an act that can be done upon another act.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm fasting right now, I can speak as well, I'm fasting right now, I can pray as well. In the same state, I can do many things. So it's not a direct interference to my daily work. So this is one of the good things that a lot of people have come up, that fasting is an obligatory action. At the same time, it's something that doesn't require a certain necessity to go out of your daily life.
That's right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Inshallah, 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 you'll find your way.
Okay, how to keep the spirit of fasting during, and you know, day by day, you know, maybe the first day might be a little bit difficult for some people, especially the new fasters, as you said, the new people who come, the new generation, the young generation who want to fast, girls and boys, okay? But day by day, it become easier for the people to do fasting. But I think the spirit of fasting on Ramadan must not be limited only to the holy month of Ramadan, isn't it?
Yeah.
After Ramadan, it has to be.
The essence itself is the month of Ramadan, but the preparation can start at a very early age.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have in traditions that our Aime Masumin used to tell us that they used to teach their kids to pray at the age of 5, and they would advise us to teach our kids to pray at the age of 7.
Mm-hmm.
They should fast. They fast at the age of 7, and they told us to train our kids to fast at the age of like 9, for example. You see, obviously, before and after, depending on the gender and everything, has different sidelines. But in general sense, this is how we start. Apart from that, every year when the Mahe Ramzan comes, the holy month of Ramadan, before that we have Sha'ban and Rajab, where the emphasis of fasting has been proclaimed in these 2 months. It is much better to understand the value of fasting before reaching it. Because if you want to understand the value of the holy month of Ramadan, is to understand the holy month of Sha'ban.
Yes.
You see, as they say that the holy month of Sha'ban is the Prophet's month.
Yes.
If you understand the Prophet of Allah and if you understand his actions during this month, you will understand much better the influence of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, in the year and the fasting in this month.
Okay. So the preparations before that are really important. That's all right. Some people might ask and say that we fast during the holy month of Ramadan, but at the end of Ramadan, we are not changed. What is the reason? What might be the reason?
That is actually a very big problem if someone comes with that claimation and he says that Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, has not changed him. It's because he has not worked on those protocols that he was supposed to work on. He used to fast, but he was only physically refraining from eating and drinking. But the holy month of Ramadan, the fasting itself, is not only limited to eating and drinking. As I said before, there are some limitations that are kept during the month of fasting, and if you work on that, you will see the difference yourself. Because the holy month of Ramadan, as we see, is the only month where the doors of heaven are open, the doors of hell are closed, and Shaitan is chained.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very practical and best way to approach the holy month of Ramadan. If you're able to work yourself in these chains that the Shaitan before the month of Ramadan has captured you, you are able to restrain yourself, because one of the parts of fasting is restraining. If you restrain yourself properly and well, then after the holy month of Ramadan, you won't fall into the lies of Shaitan again. Mm-hmm. But if you are not chained, then you have to be like very much specific that what where are you going wrong? You might be fasting, but you might still be doing ghibah.
Yes.
Backbiting. You might be fasting, but you might be looking at the bad things that are around the road, or for example, anywhere. You see, your eyes are very free. They are not controlled. The hijab of the man is not portrayed. The hijab of the woman is not portrayed. You might be fasting, but there are a lot of things that, for example, I know some of the places where backbiting is very norm. It's a norm.
It's a norm, okay.
If you don't backbite, you are out of the society.
Okay.
You see? If you don't, for example, in other cities, if you don't drink, you see?
Yes.
Alcohol, I mean, you are not part of the society. So these are kind of actions that you might be fasting during the daytime, but then when it reaches at the nighttime, you go and follow your desires. While one of the reasons of fasting is to restrain yourself from going to this kind of desires.
This is the question, that after breaking your fast, when iftar is done, you're still fasting.
Yeah.
Okay? The fasting of drinking and eating is finished, but the fasting of a spirit starts, okay?
Yeah.
Or the night. And this is important, I think, how to keep the spirit of fasting during the night too. But unfortunately, in some Muslim lands, you know, Ramadan, because it is the feast of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very much limited to the big tables of food, you know,
yeah.
Delicious food, colorful food, you know.
It's like you're taking a revenge from God to tell you fasting.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, unfortunately. Any practical recommendation to keep our fasting strong during the month of Ramadan?
They say that in traditions we have found, as I said before, that whenever you want to enter any, for example, I'm using this clause of an example so that it's easier to understand. Whenever you want to enter an exam room,
yes.
You prepare before the day of exam.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you read all the required materials and prepare yourself to enter that month, that day of exam. The same goes for the holy month of Ramadan. If you want to enter the month of Ramadan, you need to start drawing out all the black oil and seeds from your heart and your body by doing certain activities that are recommended by the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Yes.
Alayhi salam. So one of those were to fast during the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. The a'mals, the recommended acts that we are supposed to do, for example, like giving sadaqah, praying the namaz of Ja'far al-Tayyar,
yes.
Which is one of the best, and it has been seen out for anyone who acted according to the way the namaz was prayed and the efficiency. One of the Hausa teachers, he also recommended in a certain way, and also we had some listeners' experience where he said that it was his first time to pray Namaz-e-Ja'far al-Tayyar during the month of Sha'ban or something, and before Fajr namaz.
Yes.
And whenever after praying that namaz, his behavior with his wife, with his behavior with his family, completely changed.
Okay.
And one of the things that was confirmed was this, that if you pray Namaz-e-Ja'far al-Tayyar, you will feel your essence in your daily namaz, daily prayers.
That's right.
Like the five-time prayer that we
pray. So these are the preparations before the holy month of Ramadan.
Yeah.
So
once you have like cleared out yourself,
yes.
The difference you'll find out before the holy month of Ramadan. The moment you start approaching the month of Ramadan, you will feel the essence of fasting much more convenient and much more lack of distraction and discomfort. Because one of the reasons, as they say this, is we to bring ourselves closer to the poor. It's one of the acts where the rich and the poor are on same stage.
Yes.
You see?
That's right.
And when you fast, you are similar to the poor and you feel the hunger and the pain of the hunger and the thirst that you feel over there.
The society.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
you become a part of society, a bigger society.
Yes, that's all right. Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Suhail, for elaboration of fasting of the Muslims. Why do Muslims fast? How to have a better quality fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program. question and answer on Islamic beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن